Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and happy day. Welcome to Saturday.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, wow. I tell you what, there's a lot going on in the world, isn't there?
There is. Coffee is good this morning, too.
Yes, it is. It's delicious. It's late this morning, too. I stayed up so late last night till like 2 o'clock in the morning, and not on purpose. I just couldn't sleep. I, you know, got stuff on my mind that I'm worried about, can't sleep, and it's just taking over my mind.
Well, that happens. I do it every day. But last night, I slept okay. I did. I kind of gotten in a new routine because my back's been kind of bad lately, and I've gotten in a new routine of not sitting up in bed when we go to bed. You know, we'll get in bed and, you know, watch the news or watch something that we, but, you know, now I've, for the last 4 or 5 nights, I've gotten in bed and just laid down, and I found that I go to sleep better that way.
You think? Interesting.
Get the device out of the hand.
So, you know? Yeah, the gent has been having back issues, so he's been going down to chiropractor 3 days a week and talking about extensive procedures later in the future. No, I don't like it.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll be okay. It's all right. It'll be good. But anyway, going on further.
Yeah.
How about that Joe Biden?
Oh, my gosh. I can't with this guy. I sound like Keith Malinak now.
That's
Keith Malinak says that all the time. I can't with this guy.
You would have to be, you know, we can go into all the why twos, where fours, and all that kind of thing and watch CNN for a minute and never see any of the, you know, you always see it as St. Joe. So you never see him stuttering, slammering, you know, not knowing where he is, you know, which relative's getting eaten by cannibals that day, you know, what aircraft he designed and flew to the moon and back, you know, but there are just some things that make me go, wow, are you kidding me, people? And that's not for Biden, but that's for people in general. Some of the things he does that you can't just say, are you an idiot? Do you know what you're doing? You know, what was this thing with Title IX that he did?
Oh, what do you mean, what was this thing? This is awful, catastrophic for women everywhere in the United States. So, you know how you have discrimination laws for women? You can't discriminate based on sex. Well, now he has decided to include.
And Title IX was supposed to make sure that women had the same opportunities as men, yes, in college athletics.
Right.
Okay.
So now it also includes men, because basically he has decided on his own with his agencies from education to include men that pretend to be women.
So what you're saying is that men have their rights in their sports, women have their rights in their sports.
No, not anymore.
And men who claim to be women now have the rights in the women's sports.
No, basically there's just rights for men.
Well, if we separate it, though,
but
that's what we're saying. Men have now rights for men's sports. Women have rights in women's sports, but you're adding men who think they're women or want to try to be women or say they're women into women's sports, which now effectively says, women, you don't have the rights in sports.
Correct. And you noticed that men didn't need a Title IX or a title whatever. They didn't need something in writing to have rights to play sports. That's just a natural born, God-given thing for men.
So now men have rights in men's sports, and men have rights in women's sports, but women don't have rights in women's sports.
Right.
So
men don't have anything written down that they have rights to play, though.
Now here's the beautiful.
The women needed Title IX.
Yeah.
But now that's taken away.
Right. Now here's the beautiful thing about this. Okay. Looking at the elections coming up, and this is you'll see how it ties in. Looking at the elections coming up, what is the one category right now that basically Trump is losing And I say category, meaning, you know, men over 20, men over 30, men over 40, you know, women, suburban white women is the category that everybody's and let's talk about what are suburban white women. Now, suburban white women to me comes up to mind, housewives. But okay. No, that's not what they're talking about. Mm-mm. They're talking about the liberal woman who can't stand to be with a man. So you've got all these liberal women out there that are, you know, they wake up to be pissed off. And nobody can hang around with them but other mad liberal women. Mm-hmm. And they're pissed off. So now they're going to, and they're doing their best to take away their own rights.
Yes.
Away from themselves.
Yes. I don't think they know what they've done.
They have no clue.
They're so pissed off at men.
They just know they have to be pissed off about something when they get up.
Yeah.
So something has, and the only thing that they can do is be pissed off. It's, you know, there are a lot of things like that in the world, but we're not going to go into that today. But that's what it is. So they're pissed off about transgenders not having rights, battling to take away their rights as they do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, gays for Palestine or gays for Hamas.
Yes.
You know, gays for Sharia law. You know, do you know that all right, we now have Sharia law. You know, let's throw you off a building.
I just had something a minute has left me. Damn it, I hate when I didn't want to interrupt you either.
Common sense, that's all it takes. Anyway, that's that, you know.
Yeah, what these women that are, I guess, the majority. The thing is, okay, let me finish this thought. These women that you're talking about, now they don't play sports anymore. They're older. They're not in college anymore. So they don't participate in any of these things. So it doesn't affect them, but they feel like they're doing something. And they're not. The thing is, Joe Biden did this on his own without putting it before Congress. He and his little education department head did this.
Cardona.
Yes.
And the Department of Education is not really a legal thing anyway. It's some, you know, who is it? Carter created it.
It's like an agency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Megyn Kelly and Mae Mailman, look her up, Mae, M-A-E, and then her last name is spelled Mailman, M-A-I-L-M-A-N. Mm-hmm. She's on Twitter. She's very intelligent about this. This is all she does is follow this stuff. Mm-hmm. And because she used to work for Trump. They mentioned something called the Chevron deference. And that, it's too way over my head. I had to look it up, and then I still didn't understand it. But something about using agencies to change things or something instead of, I don't know, you have to look it up. The Chevron deference. And then look at May.
How do you spell it?
M-A-E.
M-A-E.
Mm-hmm. Mailman.
Mailman.
But I think it's Mae Mailman or something like that. But she spells it just like mailman. Anyway, we're going to move on. Sorry, it's not M-A-E. It's M-A-Y. Mailman is how she spells her last name.
Okay.
So, and I got to stop saying anyway, because they all made fun of Joe Biden, because that's what he says when he's hit a roadblock and he's lost his train of thought anyway. And then he moves on, and I do the same thing, so I need to stop.
And it's so it goes. Yeah.
So I'll just say, instead of saying anyway, I'll say, all right.
All right, then. All righty, then. All righty, then.
Anything else you want to talk about? Or you want to continue to talk about this? You said you had a train of thought about it, or maybe you've already
I think my train derailed a little while back.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, they're racing in Talladega sometime today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Which I guess that means that, well, today we eat, tomorrow we fast.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Oh, well.
The gent is trying to comfort me and telling me it's no big deal. It's not a big deal for my Monday procedure, colonoscopy. The prep is the worst part. I'm actually kind of looking forward to the prep. have. Not what happens, but to be afterward, to have to be cleaned out.
Yes, you will be cleaned out like you've never been cleaned out before.
Not looking forward to sitting on the bathroom toilet and all that.
It's a cleansing experience, I guess is the best way to put it.
I'm just not looking forward to this at all.
Like I said.
Just the thought of what they do. I don't like it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. But, it'll be over. Monday afternoon will be over and we'll be moving on and having a good time.
I mean, that's why I couldn't sleep last night. That's all I could think about. Just racing my mind, racing.
Like I said, and like you've heard, like we've talked about, it'll be over by Monday by 12. It'll be done. You don't have to worry about it
anymore. By gosh, if I make it through this, things are going to be different after that. If I make it through this procedure, things are going to be different.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to be a stronger person. I'm going to work out and get over this.
Go foster baby puppies, and I'm going to...
Yeah. I'm actually going to...
Eat only greens.
No, not that kind of person. I'm going to be tougher.
Oh, tougher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm working on my speech because I'm going to talk in front of the Huntsville City Council meeting on the 25th for the Moms for Liberty.
I got bail money.
Why are you so nervous about that?
I'm not nervous. All I got to do is come out and bail you out.
Nobody's going to arrest me. I'm just going to get up and read my speech and sit down.
Don't take you away for being
instigator. No. Working on my speech.
It's not bad.
So I want to go out to Tulsa, Oklahoma on May 17th.
Okay.
To see Kelly J. Keene.
Well, we can do that.
She's going to be there. She's coming over. Do you know who she is?
You have mentioned her, but I don't know exactly who
she is.
She's
a women's rights activist. She's a British woman. Go check out her. I have been devouring her YouTube videos.
You better be careful.
Why?
Because women's rights, does that include transgender women?
No.
Okay, good.
She's
against all that stuff.
Yes, that's why I'm devouring her videos, because she makes sense. And to say that she's just, people to say that she's wildly wrong is amazing to me.
That's what I say. That's where common sense go when people, know right from wrong.
But. She's talking about how... And she doesn't use the word transgender. I mean, unless she's talking negatively about it. But, whenever she sees a man pretending to be a woman, that's what she says. This man pretending to be a woman. But she, I lost my train of thought again. All right. I just want to go see her. She's coming to America.
Okay. Well,
go watch her videos. They're awesome. All
right. Don't forget, save up some time off.
I know.
We'll get you out there. We'll fly you out there, fly you back, and you can go whirlwind of feminism.
It's not feminism. She does not call herself a feminist.
Whirlwind of women's rights. Mm-hmm. I'll be politically correct about it.
It's not political. Oh, my God. It's not politically correct.
I don't know
correct.
What to say anymore. I'm behind you 100%, dear.
All right. Y'all have a nice day. We need a question of the day. All right, question of the day. When you clean your house, what do you clean first? Do you clean the kitchen first? Do you clean the bathrooms first? Do you dust first? What is the first thing when you clean the house, the first thing that you clean?
Bathrooms.
Yeah, me too, because I think they're the hardest and I want to get them over with.
There you go.
Okay. Y'all, thanks for listening.
Go dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.